This is the morning news on LBC with Lisa Aziz.
Well, as we heard there in some of the front pages, President Obama has spoken then to Cuba's president about normalising full diplomatic relations between the two countries. It's the first time the two nations have had significant talks since 1961. The climb down was sparked by the release of an American prisoner from a Cuban prison and has been hailed as a major moment in Cuban-American relations. LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks brings us this report.
It was an astonishing moment, a president of the United States taking to the podium and consigning five decades of U.S. policy towards Cuba to the scrap heap.
We will end an outdated approach that for decades has failed to advance our interests, and instead, we will begin to normalize relations between our two countries.
Since the 1960s, Fidel Castro and the communist revolution he brought to Cuba have bedeviled successive U.S. presidents. Now, 18 months of secret negotiations between the U.S. and Cuba, brokered by Pope Francis, have yielded a breakthrough, one that allowed President Obama to concede the U.S. attempt to isolate Cuba has failed.
I do not believe we can keep doing the same thing for over five decades and expect a different result. Moreover, it does not serve America's interests or the Cuban people to try to push Cuba towards collapse.
The first concrete indicator of change, the return to U.S. shores of Alan Gross, a contractor imprisoned by the Cubans for the last 5 years. He was the public face of a prisoner swap that also included American and Cuban spies and Cuban political prisoners. And his toothless face carried with it the weight of his time in a Havana jail.
Two wrongs never make a right. I truly hope that we can now get beyond these mutually belligerent policies. And I was very happy to hear what the president had to say today.
But on Capitol Hill, the president must still contend with Republican fury.
These changes will lead to legitimacy for a government that shamelessly, continuously abuses human rights.
That's Senator Marco Rubio, a Republican from Florida, widely considered a possible presidential candidate.
It is just another concession to a tyranny by the Obama administration.
In Miami's Little Havana, where generations of Cuban exiles have rhetorically battled the Castros, there were mixed views about the White House announcement.
This is a disaster. Fidel and Raul Castro have been destroying our country for 55 years. Ruling that country like as if they were the queen or something.
If they're doing negotiations, I don't see it as a bad thing. You know, we're getting a pretty big end of the deal. We're able to open up industries. There's not really that many bad things, honestly.
President Obama said that he is under no illusions about the continued barriers to freedom in Cuba. But he knows that, like Richard Nixon's opening to China, this shift in America's position is guaranteed a place in history. Simon Marks, LBC, Washington.
And listening to that, Dr. James Boyce is a U.S. foreign policy expert and author of the forthcoming book, Clinton's Grand Strategy. Morning to you, James.
Good morning, Lisa. Good to speak to you again.
Thank you. The words then, major, breakthrough, significant, being widely used over this development, all justified in your view?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's been said that history is replete with turning points, but this clearly is one. It's not often that you hear an American president rolling back 50 years worth of history at a stroke, effectively. And, you know, Barack Obama has been pretty ineffectual for much of his two terms in his presidency, but all of a sudden, in the last couple of weeks, he's made some great strides forward to really try and put a broker down for history. And I think this is going to be certainly, this along with his healthcare reforms, might well be the defining moment of his presidency, certainly from a foreign policy perspective.
As we heard there in the report from Simon, though, for those Republicans worried about it being a concession too far by Obama, a disaster possibly in the making, how does the US president move forward with negotiations, you know, and keep everyone on board?
He's going to have some problems. I mean, you heard there from Senator Rubio, who is the son of Cubans, for example, so there is a slight personal element there. Florida is a massive state going to be coming up in the 2016 election, so that's something to bear in mind. Also of great importance, of course, as your viewers and listeners will know, the Republicans swept the board in the midterm elections in November, so they're going to take over the control of key Senate panels that will have a great deciding role over, for example, how funding gets awarded for the new embassy that will need to be opened, who gets appointed to be ambassador to Cuba. So this is not a done deal yet. Obama has made the right moves and he's made the right play, but the Republicans are going to do a great deal to try to make this as difficult as possible ahead of the 2016 presidential election.
Really appreciate your assessment this morning, James. Thanks very much. Dr. James Boyce there, a US foreign policy expert.